What is up, everybody? It's a crazy day in Crazyville again. Happy 4th of July for everybody. It was a couple days ago, but it wasn't a happy 4th of July for Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who hated America only a few short years ago and is now detained in Russia for weed and is begging Biden to bring her back to the land of the free. But nobody's answering. We're going to be talking about it. Number two, they're trying to teach your kids how to masturbate in a sex shop. And who's leading it, Tina?
A school board director.
Yikes. Stay tuned. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got a full bracket of stuff today. We could have gone through probably a million different things. There was a lot of shootings in the 4th of July. That's not going to change anybody's opinion on the right. We still don't think the solution to that is to let the government be the only people that have the guns, because that would result in more shootings and no way to stop it. But Tina, what's going on?
Listen, we have a Washington State school board director who wants to teach sexual pleasure classes to 9-year-olds at a sex shop.
Let's bring this up, because nobody's going to believe us. Because recently we've been saying they're coming after us to feel like you guys are trying to sexualize kids. Like, I've never heard of one teacher in my history. You didn't hear of any teacher in your history when you were going to school ever want to talk personally to children about sex or about masturbating and about better ways to do it. But let's bring this lady up.
Can I tell you this one story?
Sure.
I didn't know what a husband was. I think it was my second grade teacher or something like that. And my teacher's husband came and dropped off like a lunch or something. It was like this elusive creature that we didn't know existed. And then we're like, well, who's that, Mrs. So-and-so? And she's like, that's my husband. And we didn't know what a husband was. And she said, ask your mommy.
And that's what a great answer.
Because it was like an emergency or something. He had to bring it by, and the kids were, we never saw this guy ever. It was towards the end of the year. And we had to ask, like, oh, what's a husband? She said, ask your mommy.
Wow.
Yep, just had to throw that in there. But yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know my teacher's first names.
Right? I didn't know my mom had a first name.
Yep, I didn't know it. And I don't think I'm hurt because of it. And in the years that, you know, you would say that the suicide rate, they say the suicide rate among trans people is so high now because they're not accepted, but they were ultimately ultra not accepted ever before. And the suicide rate was way lower. So I don't think it's that. I think it's something totally different. They're sexualizing kids. They're trying to jack up their minds. They're trying to do whatever. Let's look at this, guys. Yeah.
So here we go. Washington State school board director to teach sexual pleasure class to 9-year-olds at sex shop. It is her personal sex shop, I might add. Isn't that a conflict of interest too, if we're talking about funds? Anyway, well,
yeah,
that's what we have here. Let me, I gotta go to an Instagram thing.
Well, she's also a member of the school board, isn't she?
She's the school board director.
Yeah, yeah. She's a school board director
right there.
Insane.
So, a Washington State school board director who owns a sex shop is making headlines after announcing she will teach sex education classes for children as young as 9 on topics such as sexual anatomy for pleasure and safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities. I need to know why a 9-year-old needs to be aware of this or be taught this. I need to know why.
I need to know what level of agony. Well, so like, what are they solving?
That's a good point.
Like, what problem were you solving? Has there been kids who were like, I wish I would have learned to jerk off sooner.
Sorry.
Damn it. Life was so tough when I turned 17, when I turned 15, when I turned 14 and found out on my own, as all of them do. I wish somebody would have really held me by the hand at 7 and been like, you know, all that stress you're dealing with choosing between cheese and pepperoni pizza at lunch, there's a way to relieve that. You know, it's like, what is happening to these kids where they need to desperately know about this? Or is this just teachers deciding that, like, you need to know for some other nefarious purpose? And to be fair, in order to teach what gay is, if you're going to teach kids what gay is, mm-hmm. that means you have to include sex. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Or you like to be around boys? You like to be around girls? Why does that matter?
Because
there's this other thing that we do that qualifies us as gay.
Right.
So it's almost like the gay agenda.
We're only talking about here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's so simplistic. It's so juvenile.
Sorry. Right. So it is kind of like, in order for them to be able to indoctrinate in the way that they want and to be able to teach what gay is, they have to be able to do it at a younger and younger and younger age, because mm-hmm. nobody cares about what gay is if they don't know what sex is. Oh, you like to hang out with Mr. Rogers? Cool. My best friend's Nancy. You know, these kids are just like, I don't know. Actually, that's not a common name. My best friend's Aiden or Caden or something. That's freaking every kid's name.
Think of a 2022 instead of like Beatrice or something.
Yeah, there's always like
Ethel. You're like Ethel.
Yeah, that's not them. But like it's Aiden like or Caden.
Yeah, I was going to say, Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb.
Logan, that's a new one. Yeah.
Logan was around when I was growing up. Let's pick another one. I just want to say a really modern name. Yeah, Bryson. Bryson, Grayson.
Yes, Grayson. Yeah,
Grayson. Grayson would be a new one. Anyway, let's keep reading here.
So anyway, I want to read this to you. This is from the actual school board member herself. Her name is Jen Mason, by the way. Just keep that in the back of your mind. And the name of her sex shop is Wink Wink. All one word. The class for 9 to 12 year olds is an introduction to topics related to relationships, puberty, bodies, and sexuality. We focus on what makes healthy versus unhealthy friendships and romantic relationships, the science of how puberty works, consent and personal boundaries defining sex, and discussing why people may or may not choose to engage in sexual activities. Jen Mason, owner of sex shop Wink Wink,
and they make it sound so balanced and even keel, but like,
no,
you're telling 9 year olds about this and you're in a sex shop. What does this sex shop look like?
That's a great question.
Let's take a gander.
I'm glad you asked.
At the sex shop.
So, image. And they're trying to say too that they are going to.
And this isn't new. This isn't new.
No. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, because she did this before. This same lady did this before, and she still got a job.
Yeah, this isn't a new thing. This is an article from May. They've known about this. They've known that she's been wanting to do these types of, what would you call them? Classes, presentations, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So here is an article. Rants. School board director hosts queer youth open mic at sex shop. So this was,
and that was 18 months or older,
right?
Not 17 months. God, what are you guys, sick? But an 18 month old, okay, now they're ready. Pull out their ding dong.
Here it is right here. And on
That was crude, but that's what this feels like.
Look at, you were absolutely right. Mason is hosting queer youth 0 to 18 years old.
Oh, zero, sorry.
Zero. No, that's even worse. Like zero.
Zero.
Why?
So like the day that you can still abort them in y'all's mind? Just
LOL.
Kidding. But not kidding.
So,
either you abort it or you bring it to the sex shop, but something's happening.
Yeah, this one was a free event. See, this is the new event that we're talking about now in the news. This is a new one. The other event was
so
a
this
free
already
event.
Happened.
Yes, this event.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that they teach masturbation too. Where's that at?
Yes, we're gonna look at the ticket right now. Yes, we just wanted to.
Oh yeah, let's show the sex shop real quick.
We've known about this. Yeah, let's take a look. They said that this is supposed to be covered up, all this stuff that we're about to look at. So here we go.
Zoom in on that left side. Everybody needs to see what's in here.
Well, first of all, pleasure is our revolution. Don't tell me what 9 year old is gonna be like.
Oh, thank God, life's tough. Tom and Jerry. Porn, please.
And pleasure is our revolution. What I know my kid, and he'd be like, what does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know. More questions than answers, in my opinion. But here it is. One, it's a very nice, very
clean. Yeah, zoom into that. Zoom in real close.
Do we look at right?
That's not perfume, guys. That's a rainbow. That's right, they're everywhere. But if you zoom into that other picture on the right, there's another one way over there. If you just zoom back into that one we were just looking at, but on the right side,
yes,
where it's got that picture on the wall.
Oh,
it looks like,
gosh,
some kind of free rides are happening, and then it looks like a Tropic Pink Thunder 8000 or something on the right side there. There's two of them, right? So I don't know what these people are expecting. These, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds to come in doing, but these people are sick, dude. This is not just trying to let kids do their own thing
or help them.
Yeah, this
help
is an
them.
Agenda.
Uh-uh.
No. And I'm not saying we told
Look
you
at that.
I'm not saying we told you, but
Right. Appropriate.
Y'all can get this mug at rossdeboss.com.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Look at that right there. There's holes for the nipples to come through. That's all for sexual pleasure. That's not a nursing bra. I didn't catch that before. I didn't catch that when we were first going through the pictures. But yeah, so this is what the sex shop looks like. Now, why don't we take a look at the ticket for our event?
Sure. Yeah, let's take a gander. Because you guys got to know, this is not rare. That's the thing. We've been saying this is happening, and everybody's like, nuh-uh.
You're so...
Yeah, here, look, zoom in on this.
So...
This is where they talk about what they're going to teach there.
Oh, this is the name of the class. This is my favorite. Uncringe Academy. What could be more less cringe than that? Than talking about sex with zero.
Their kids aren't even going to know what cringe is, man. Anybody that goes to this kid is going to be like, I'm comfortable with literally everything.
Right.
And it's like, that's like when you're so open-minded, your brains fall out. It's like, nah, some stuff should freak you out. And you at 7 should be freaked out by a giant 14-inch ding-dong. Sorry, exactly. That's weird.
Exactly. So here is, we're on their website, just so you guys see. We're on their website.
The Wink Wink Boutique.
Yep. And here is the Uncringe Academy. Hosted by Wink Wink, Uncringe Academy, sex education without most of the awkward. 9 to 12 years old. August 10th, and 13 to 18-year-olds, August 15th. $50 scholarship available. We're going to touch on that a little bit further down. But 9 to 12. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no way. What's it say about?
Let's see what we got.
Read that thing there.
Uncringe Academy. There's a lot to learn when it comes to bodies, puberty, sex, gender, and relationships. That's why Wink Wink created Uncringe Academy. Honest, supportive, and inclusive sex education classes to help young people of all genders.
We don't have to read the whole thing. Just scroll down to the part where it says that they're teaching you how to take care of your business.
Yeah.
Because they're teaching kids how to whack off. I don't know what to tell you. This is weird.
Here it is. Healthy.
If somebody told your kid this 10 years ago, you would take them behind the school and choke them out. Like, if you caught somebody explaining to your kid how to touch themselves,
consent, and
you would be like, I'm kicking your ass. Like, there's no other way around this. Like, this is completely inappropriate. And now people are just volunteering their kids, hey, here you go.
And let mommy come with you too.
Yeah, mommy will show you how she does it her favorite way.
It's so strange. Isn't it weird? I'm sorry. This is very strange to me. So here is the workshop that may include healthy relationships and relationship models. Well, just like you were saying earlier, you have to talk to them about sex. In this conversation, you have to talk to them about sex. Already, we're already going down the wrong path. The science of puberty, consent and communication, gender and sexual identities. We don't need to keep going. Why? No, we don't need to even touch that. Sexual anatomy for pleasure and reproduction.
Yes, sexual anatomy for pleasure.
For pleasure.
What is sex? Scroll, zoom into that. That next one.
What is sex? Kinds of solo
and partnered sexual activities. This is how you take care of business on your own.
So,
are these people like? You don't think you learned that? Like, Lordy.
And don't we? And I mean, this is how I feel.
Oh, my Lord. He's coming fast, Tina.
What's this?
Oh, my Lord. I feel like Jesus is about to come back tomorrow.
No, I was about to start, like, getting up. Doesn't it feel like, though? So, I'm the kind of person that I get it for sexual anatomy, for reproduction, and for teaching, right? Totally. We can talk about that and the way that it's approached in schools.
But could you imagine listening to one 9-year-old talk to another 9-year-old about what she does and how good it feels and stuff? You would be like, what?
No.
You'd be like, stop this whole cup. Both of you, stick your tongue out. Dish soap, bloop.
Right?
Dish soap, bloop. Double dapper, Dan, pop. Both of y'all. You're going to go look in the corner for 8 months. You go look in the corner. Here's some crowns. Here's some Play-Doh. Here's some bikes.
Building blocks.
Yeah, here's a lawnmower. Here's a wagon. Here's a slingshot. Here's a firearm. I don't even care. Anything but a What are y'all telling these kids this stuff for?
No, look, there's more. Safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities. Safer sex practices. 9-year-olds. I'm sorry. The ethics and realities of sexualized media and pornography. I feel like that's such a oxymoron.
I don't think they would tell the truth about this category. I think they would tell what they think is the truth about that category. Safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities. Tina, show me a number on your hands. How many sexual practices should 9-year-olds be doing?
I'm not raising anything. There's nothing.
Zero. Nothing. The answer is zero.
Nothing. It is. I can't believe we're even talking. I feel like gross having to respond to it and talk about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel gross having to even imagine that. Even imagining that in my head right now, it just doesn't.
Like, I don't want a 9-year-old even knowing that stuff.
No. Imagine.
Like, if a 9-year-old was in my backseat of my car and we were driving to go get pizza with my daughters or whatever, and then they just happened to blurt out something about this category, I would be like, you're not hanging out with Jessica no more. Jessica's crazy. Like, full-blown. I'd be hitting every cone. You know, or whatever. And then Jessica blurts out from the back, oh, shit. And you get back on the rag. Oh, fuck. Pull over. Erica, just get her ass out the car. You know, just like, boop. I got the little button. And it just shoots right by. Hey, look, your daughter was crazy as hell, Mikey. You done taught her some witchcraft.
You sent her to public school.
Yeah, you sent her to public school. Lord have mercy. She's ready to be Jessica Jameson. She's 4 years old over here. Anyway.
Jessica Jameson.
Is that her name? I don't know her name.
No, but it was fantastic. Leave it. That's her name right now.
Sounds good.
So, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. But
yeah,
look how closely we're talking about a very famous porn star and a 9-year-old. You see what I mean?
Right. Like, why would they have the same arsenal of information?
I mean, and we're putting that in the same joke because
how many more months do you think it's going to be, Tina, before they start saying, if your kids don't know this, it's mistreatment?
Yes.
The suicide rate is so high, and this is one of the known ways to create pleasure to help them alleviate some of the suicidal tendencies. And if you haven't indoctrinated your kids, we're going to take them. They're already doing it. The CPS is already able to do that for kids that say that they're trans and their parents don't agree because it's an unsafe environment. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know how much longer it'll be before that. Get your kids out of schools, y'all. Don't let these knuckleheads say anything. And the scarier part is, even if the knuckleheads' teachers don't say anything, there's people like this that probably video this and then give it to other parents out on the web. And then their parents are like, I'm stupid. Nobody raised me well. So here you go, 7-year-old. And then those jokers are coming to lunch and telling your kids about it while they all eat poison food together because the government don't give a shot about you.
Oof. That was all in one breath.
You like that?
I like it. Yeah. No, it was good. No, completely agree. And the thing is, too, is that the people that are more looking at, like, oh, well, if I take my kid out of school, like, we're going to be hunkered down with a budget because of maybe having to send to private school or homeschooling or whatever, and then mom has to stay home. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable, but the quicker that you can make it bad for the government and be like, oh, we need to correct course.
Yeah, let's get them tax dollars back for the schools.
Yep. Or fix the schools back so we get them butts back in the seats. And then they go back to a curriculum that you would like. It's a temporary time of being uncomfortable.
Right. You got to boycott them, and then they do things your way.
Yes.
And your way doesn't have to be that you tell everybody that Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay, everybody? Your way can just be, how about we don't teach anybody under a certain age anything related to this category? You know, like, if you need to teach kids safe sex, that is one thing, so we don't have unwanted pregnancies, since that's what the left's going to balk about the most in this conversation. They need to know. It's like, well, they don't need to know about King Ding-a-ling, vibrator from hell that they got in the back over there. That's not the same thing, dude. It's not the same thing.
And teaching all the sexual and solo, that is, then you're not even worried about pregnancies or abuse in that situation when you're talking about solo stuff. No. No, absolutely. Absolutely unacceptable. But I think we should shift a little bit. It's getting a little heavy.
Yeah.
So, it's heavy. Hey, you know what?
I mean, it's a heavy subject. You're trying to talk to my kids about weird stuff.
I know.
And trying to act like it's totally normal and that this wouldn't have been inappropriate 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Obama voters would have never been like, cool.
Wait. What if it was the opposite? If it was a male school board director trying to do some type of pole dancing thing or something for young girls?
Right. What if it was a male who was a cis male,
yes,
meaning identifies as a male, happy to be a male,
yep,
and he just comes in banana sling and just starts jumping on the pole going, this is actually part of something that's recreational.
Sex shop.
I want you to have a safe space.
Yeah.
My favorite pleasure zone.
Imagine. I think, I don't know. There's something there. There's
you tell
there.
Me you don't believe in the difference, but if some dude was talking to kids like that, you would care. Unless they were gay, then you would be like, maybe it's normal now because you're not threatening. And then, oh, what do you find? 25 accounts of child porn, like they do for a lot of these trans, a lot of these drag queens.
There was another one recently, but.
I saw it. 25 counts.
Speaking of balls. WNBA.
Speaking of balls.
Good segue, right? You like that?
Yeah. She's here all night.
So.
Speaking
Brittany
of balls. Brittany Griner.
Do you know who Brittany Griner is? WNBA star continues to be outspoken on social issues. This is from
2017.
Brittany Griner is in this. It is basically, in short, she's the Phoenix Mercury star. Brittany Griner made her opposition clear because when the Texas legislator pushed a controversial bill that targeted transgender people. So she is no stranger to activism, to liberal activism, I might add. But let's take a look a little bit further down the road. We are going to look at... This was in 2020. Mercury star Brittany Griner is comfortable with sports world at center of cultural shift. You guys probably remember in 2020, people were saying sports needs to stay out of politics because we need an escape. And she says no.
She's like, not on my watch.
She says, hashtag say her name. That was about Breonna Taylor. So basically, it talks about her activism, but what's important here that I'd like to highlight is this part. And while her male peers in the NBA are kneeling during the national anthem to protest racism and police brutality, Griner and her WNBA sisters walked off the court altogether on the first day of the 2020 season.
Completely disrespecting the
Which
nation
was repeated. This was just
notice that article. The male stars who also wanted to be there. You used to say Colin Kaepernick used to kneel. He wasn't disrespecting the flag, even though he calls the 4th of July a celebration of white supremacy. Now
she is,
what happened, Tina?
Unfortunately, she is stuck.
She brought weed in Russia and they caught her.
Sorry.
She brought weed oil in Russia. Apparently a lot of it. And they caught her. Back in February.
They caught
her with weed oil and were like, you can't have that here. And so they detained her. And she might be facing 10 years in jail. And she is begging Joe Biden to bring her back to the sweet old freedom-loving America. But he's not picking up the phone. And we'll show you that in a minute because it's pretty crazy.
Yes. She's just a brief recap. Like Ross said, back in February, she's 31 years old. She faces up to 10 years in prison for smuggling cannabis products. Russia is claiming it's a significant amount. America is saying she's wrongfully detained completely. So now we're just seeing how it plays out. We actually just discovered recently that what is the percentage rate for Russia?
The conviction rate when people get actually charged?
Yeah, 90, like
99%.
It's something crazy. Yeah, 99%.
It's higher than China's conviction rate.
It's crazy. So
99%. Damn, like, you know how many people, you know, it's got to be like 70% of people aren't, you know, only 70% of people are really guilty.
Yeah.
But 99% are like, we don't even care. You farted in the wrong direction. You die.
Yes.
Bro, that's some scary stuff. I'm not saying I would ever want to be detained there, but I would definitely be missing the land of the free. And it sounds like she is.
Yes. And that's just it. And she went over there because this is not her first time. She goes over there all the time. They were actually trying to say that because of the pay gap, that's the reason why she's stuck there in Russia, because of the pay gap here in America. She's not getting paid as much as NBA stars, so she had to go get more money in Russia. Yes.
Oh, so she went to Russia to play.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See, I thought she went to Russia for a game and also happened to have weed.
Nope. No, she...
So she went and she played...
Yes, she's experienced this. That's what's so strange is, you know, their laws, you know, the way that it's supposed to go.
Hell.
So she was going over there.
I didn't know you could smoke weed in Russia.
I didn't know that either.
Dang, man, that's a tough That's a tough crowd. No wonder they're all so serious all the time.
No. Remember, Ross? Just like Miss Griner says, America's the worst place in the world. Worse than Russia. That's what she told me in 2020. That's what she told me. I saw it on the internet.
Did she say that?
No, I don't know. something close to that. Like, I mean, I can believe it. Like,
there is nothing worse. What America has done to people of color is worse than everything else. Did you know that Brazil got 5 times more slaves than the U.S. did?
No.
From the Eastern India Trading Company or whatever.
India Trading Company.
Yeah. When you I used to watch this thingy.
No.
And it's it had this tracker of slave ships. It was like on a timeline, and it would show you all the slave ships that came different places.
Uh-huh.
Brazil got way more than the U.S. Yeah, and
I know that.
Another interesting thing. Hang on, I'll pull it up for funsies.
Yeah, let's.
Because I studied this a while ago. Another really interesting thing. Because everybody acts like slavery is like the worst thing in the history of the world. It's like, well, yeah, it's bad.
I mean,
it's
terrible. Yeah, yeah.
It's bad, but it was like everywhere.
Get a little.
Okay, what is it? Barbados. You got to know this. Okay, so where's it at? Anyway, somebody went to Barbados to take an account of the slaves. 25,000 of them were all white slaves. And also, in the 3/5 compromise or whatever, where they said you're a 3/5 of a person, it wasn't for black people. It was for slaves. There was black freemen and in the North and black freemen in the South when they did the 3/5 compromise.
Wasn't the first slave owner was a black man named Anthony Johnson. I think that's like the...
I know like 6 black men named Anthony Johnson.
No. On record to be like one of the first slave owners, it was a black man in America, and it was a black guy, and he had slaves. But I mean, you know, it was more about people because there were Irish slaves, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the word ghetto came from, was from the Irish ghettos.
Well, a lot of people also think that the African culture is what came up with like the, you ain't fitting to... That you kind of language. Ain't fitting to do that in whatever. Ebonics. Like, that's like, but it's not. It actually comes from a certain sect Britain where they, you can read this in Thomas Sowell's book called Black Rednecks and White Liberals.
Yes.
And basically what it was is the white people talk like that. And then their slaves down in the South learned to talk like them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't read it. I just read something about that real quick, and I was like, oh, I'll have to read that book because I saw that little excerpt. I was like, really? That's really interesting. I've been wanting to read that book because of what I just found that out recently. Like
listening to the audiobook.
Within the last 6 months, I'm just discovering this. So it's funny how we don't know.
Well, we just don't know a lot because we just hear the outrage, and then you go look stuff up and you're like, outrage. Oh. But like when you look at like a lot of the countries that are rooted in Islam, you know, that had that, like, so they had some of the most harsh slavery rules, man.
Human beings, we were awful to each other.
Yeah.
No matter what skin tone, we were awful to each other.
I love talking about the Native Americans too, when they're like,
they were
how many of them captured each other and ate each other.
They were gangsta.
Like, what the heck? The name of the people in New Zealand. Not Native Americans, but there's
Guinea. Wait a minute. Oh my gosh.
New Zealand.
Aborigines.
Well, I think Aborigine. That's Australia, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So there's two groups.
Oh, there's
two. I'm going to say a name. It's the wrong name, but I'm just going to say
it. Put it in. Beep.
Right. It's the wrong name, but I'm going to say it. It's like Matakan or something like that. But it's Indians, the Native Americans that were in New Zealand, right? The British went to New Zealand,
right,
I think.
Right.
And they were like, we're going to conquer these people.
Right.
And they showed up and they were like, hey, there's supposed to be 2 sets of y'all. What happened to the other set of y'all? There were supposed to be like 2 races here.
Okay.
And one of the races just completely ate the other race.
For real?
100%. Look it up. New Zealand, cannibal, natives, 100%. So
they're just like,
everybody acts like the white man has been the worst person in the history of the world. And like white is so specific too, because people are like, Christopher Columbus was a white man. It's like, bitch.
He was the Spanish.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
He was a Spanish man. He wasn't from the Caucasoid Mountains, as they like.
Yeah, he didn't look like old daddy right here. I'm like Viking blood mixed with German or something. I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely Viking. Something Viking.
Look at the back of my head. It's flat.
Sure. Oh, well, no, I wasn't saying that.
No, I know, but like, seems like a German thing. Huh. Von Kurman Vasky Blakanyo. Anyway.
No.
What were we talking about?
I don't even know. Oh, so slaves being bad, social justice,
yeah.
Brittany Griner.
But dude, when you read how they brought slaves over, oh, it just seems so freaking bad. If you were a slave and you had to lay down, long-wise in the ships, they had levels.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
To so they could store as many mm-hmm, as possible. Mm-hmm. Oh my, could you imagine not moving for 3 months?
Yep, and then just a floorboard right over you.
Oh my God, no. The claustrophobia. Now you'd get used to it because people can kind of get used to some things.
Human beings, we can adapt.
We can adapt to some things, but
if it were
continuous. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Well, look at those people that like grow up in cages, like when their like parents are awful and they like lock them in cages till like 12 years old. And they've never seen like the light of day.
Right.
That happens. So I don't know.
God, it's freaking terrible. Yeah. And the part about it that seems the worst is the fact that like to be on a ship too. Right. Imagine so just puking like, on yourself, kind of.
Oh goodness gracious! Oh, see.
And yeah. Never been on a ship before, most likely.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Well, no. So my friend, his name's Siaka Masakoi. He's in Hollywood. He's an actor. He comes from actual lineage of the king Siaka Masakoi. It's his name.
Really?
And he's the king in a certain part of Africa that that captured black people and sold them to the British Empire.
Oh, wow.
And for East India, the Eastern India Trading Company or whatever. He's like his great, 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 great grandfather was the guy.
Hmm.
And so he's like, I sold my great, 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 great black grandfather sold black people to the trading company. So anyway, it's like there's just so much that we don't know about in history. And this isn't me trying to whitewash it or whatever, but you just need to know all sides of what the heck's going on. People like the Indians have been killing each other for so long before we got here, man. So long. We just happen to be really good at it. We're just efficient killers. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and not just that. I think the Indians were the last group to give up their slaves. Like when it was a federal thing and everybody had let go of their slaves, the last group of people that didn't want to and had to be federally forced was an Indian tribe. I think it begins with a C. It was in Florida, I believe.
I think I have Blackfoot Indian in me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I think that's what I've got. Do you have any Native American in you?
Mm-mm.
What are you, Cuban and French?
Cuban, Irish.
Cuban, Irish.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hmm.
Yep.
What were we talking about?
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner, here she is.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, pull it all up.
Phone call first.
Pull it all up.
So
imagine you had a hostage
and they walk into a bar
and you're like, look, this is going to be tough for you if I keep you. So like, I'm going to let your people have a chance to get you back. We'll give you one phone call. And then the hostages are so nice that they're like, dude, they're not picking up. You could call them 14 times. You can call 14 times. We'll try. And then like, they don't pick up.
So
Biden just doesn't pick up. And all I can think of is that dude with the white fingernails in the White House, who's just like, oh my God, is that today?
Yes. Oh yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Brittany Griner unable to speak to wife Cheryl Griner over phone due to U.S. Embassy's logistical error. The State Department apologized for the logistical error. So basically, in a nutshell, what happened was Russia said. First of all, USA, Cheryl Griner is Brittany Griner's wife, said, we want a phone call. I need to be able to speak to my wife. And Russia said, sure. You know what? We'll give you the darn phone call if you stop griping, right? And we'll do it. Okay, cool. We've planned it for 2 weeks out. And they said, we'll be here. And I'll be sitting in this chair when you call. Okay, cool. So Russia brought Brittany Griner to the embassy or wherever she was and said, okay, here's your phone. Call them. And they said, all you have to do is be there at the embassy. Right, Cheryl Griner, and somebody at the embassy is going to help you. Well,
don't worry, they're going to let you in, Cheryl, so you can take that phone call. Yeah. Cheryl's outside looking through the window.
No,
the phone's ringing.
Not even.
Sorry,
no
God, what really
was
happened?
There.
Even at Cheryl
all.
Tried to go?
I don't think so, but it was supposed to be at an embassy, and no, it was on a Saturday. No one was there. No one was there. Apparently, she called 12 to 14 times is what the reports are. We're
going
to say 12 to 14. I've seen most that say 14. I'll say 12 to 14.
She's facing 10 years in a Russian prison, dude.
And they said, sure, go ahead and call. We'll get you there. And the U.S. side dropped the ball because no one was there on a Saturday. The Russian side said, sure, we'll set it up for you. Fine. And the U.S. side couldn't pick up the call, couldn't be there for a phone call.
Yeah.
What does that tell you about how Biden thinks about this lady?
Oh, my gosh. He didn't give a rip. Why don't you bring up the contrast to this? You know, there was a fellow a while ago that was detained in a different country that wasn't exactly a fan of the president at the time.
Which one? Because I have two.
Oh.
I have
Let's
one.
Bring them both up.
Right here. Donald Trump asked China's president to help LiAngelo Ball and two other UCLA players. What happened here in 2017 is that they were shoplifting. And
they stole some stuff, which why UCL players decided to steal stuff is crazy. In China.
In China.
In China.
No.
Nuts.
And Trump made a deal and got the players out of there, including LiAngelo Ball, who is the son of LeVar Ball.
And LeVar Ball was not even grateful.
Nope.
I remember that. LeVar Ball was like acting like, yeah, so what? Like, yes. like he could have got him out. You going to call Xi Jinping yourself, dog?
Yep. And Trump got him out. But I have another one.
Yeah.
I have another one.
Bring up homeboy because I love what ASAP had to say about this.
So Trump actually threatened a trade war with Sweden over ASAP Rocky's arrest in 2019. In 2019, it was like some fan harassing ASAP Rocky. It was really the fans' fault and them harassing them. And then it turned into this whole debacle over a broken phone. And they tried to keep ASAP Rocky in jail. And Trump said, no, you're bringing him back or else there's about to be a trade war. Which is, we're finding this out now, how much he was committed to bring ASAP Rocky back.
You don't know. You don't know how good you got it till you got the doid in the White House who doesn't even answer the phone.
Won't even pick up a phone. And Trump got not one, but two kind of famous people that we know. Well, ASAP is famous. And LiAngelo Ball is starting to get up there in celebrity. But the other two UCL players he bailed out
I mean,
out
I would
too.
Say LiAngelo Ball, whatever, is probably the same level of notoriety as Brittany Griner.
That's a good point. Yes, yes, that's a good point.
He was not like a huge deal at that point, I don't think.
That's a very good point. No, it's true. And Trump still made these deals with two different countries on two totally different
right.
ends of the
for
spectrum.
For people that are known and be like, all right, get him back. Get him back.
Yeah. Trump
yeah.
did
it. I mean, what do you want to say? What do you want to say about this? You know, that's just the hypocrisy of the left all the time. Look at this shooting that happened recently for the July 4th, right?
So
everybody's flipping out. But
yes.
Waukesha... Remember that?
Yes.
Where the dude rode through the parade mm-hmm. and killed a bunch of white folks
Plowed.
Or whatever, and nobody said a word
Plowed
about it before?
Through. And the only difference was what? The weapon?
Yeah, because
a car versus a...
Yeah, because it was the same like city, wasn't it? Like the same, like it was like a certain amount of miles away from that city,
yeah,
too,
it was
geographically.
Very close. Right. And they are also trying to, I heard they're trying to make it seem like the kid was a Republican or something because he was white.
Right, but he's got rainbow colored
hair. But he's got rainbow hair.
So he ruined it.
Yeah,
like everybody knows if you voted for Trump, you're not going to have rainbow hair most likely. Because even if you're gay, it's not, you're not gay and then somebody. Like everybody on the left, it's like, you are gay. Like, what's your name, Nancy? No. Your name's Gay Nancy. You know, like, you're not allowed to have a name. You're Gay Nancy now. You know, like, they introduce themselves. Hi, who are you? I'm Gay Nancy. You know, like, it's never just like, I'm Nancy. And then 7 months later, after you really involve yourself with this person, they're nice and fun. They find out, you find out they're gay. You know, it's always like, you're only gay. And then also, you happen to have a dog or a cat. Like, 7 months later, you find out. But so anyway, show this dude with the biceps. You guys got to see this Joker, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you want me to bring that one
thing?
Up?
Yeah,
oh,
so crazily. This boat. Guys, there is a such thing as a little bit too far with the we were talking about plastic surgery earlier about Megan Fox because somebody said she's a dude, and I'm like, I don't think so. She's too cute to be a dude. But this plastic surgery stuff is going just too far, man.
Hang on.
And I love that when we see this in a second, you will recognize how dysfunctional this is.
Here it is. Okay.
Let me pull this up.
Oh my God, who remembers this guy with the synthol oil injections in his arms, which are eventually going to freaking fall off horrible. But now it looks like his chin and his cheeks and his lips are injected. And if that is synthol oil, dude, you get mad problems.
Yikes.
So basically synthol is this oil that bodybuilders would put in their muscles to look in the right places. I guess it can be used.
You can get a little shoulder bulge going.
A little more bulge because they do that. They bow up and it's about making certain areas look bigger and popped and something.
Right. Like if I worked out, I would look like a big guy. My brother always tells me I need to get you powerlifting because you'll be huge. And I'm like, cool.
Probably.
But first...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Let me get some KFC. Y'all had KFC
That's what we were saying.
Last night.
That's what made me say it. You were talking about
I'm sick today, so it might have been related. I don't know. They were like, hey, man, COVID ain't doing it. Release the shit in the KFC.
The shit in the KFC.
I thoroughly believe that that might have actually been a conversation. And I'm the one who was like, oh, let me get some KFC. My wife's like, honey, you should probably eat organic.
Salad. Yeah.
I had a salad today, by the way. What were we talking about, though? Synthroid.
Synthol is an oil, whatever they put in here. So this kid is actually already famous because he had an infection in it and a bunch of green stuff was coming out of his Synthol arms. And he did them cartoonishly big, like cartoonish, as you saw in that video, right? Well, now he's doing his lips and his cheeks and his chin. I don't know. What is this? People are trying to become filters on a Snapchat. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it. People are trying to be as beautiful as filters on Snapchats.
Or not even beautiful, just weird.
Well, I think they're going for beauty, but they end up in Weirdville. It's kind of like a girl who's anorexic who never thinks she's skinny enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For some reason, yeah. Even though when you look at her, dysmorphia. You're like, you could, yeah, dysmorphia or dysphoria.
No, dysmorphia.
Dysmorphia, okay. But when you look at her, you know, you're like, you could gain 15 pounds and you'd probably be fine. You're like, and not only fine, like probably better. You know, but she looks at herself and she's like, I have to lose 10, 15 more. I see
the bulge, yeah.
And you're just like, what are you even talking about? It's like these people are following that same type of thing.
No, you're right. And looking at it, maybe, I think you might be right. Like looking at this, like, yeah, look at that. Wow. Like, why?
I mean, like, nobody needs lips that big, dude. Like, you're a boy.
I don't understand. Look at that. And look at the cheeks. He looks like Squidward, right?
Yep. Maybe that's what he was going for.
But see what I mean? Like, it looks cartoonish. It almost looks like a comic book character.
Right.
Right?
Crimson chin or something.
But, like, is that where our world is going? Because we're online so much and we're seeing each other through filters and things like that so much. Are our brains starting to get warped like that? Oh, my God. We could talk about that all night.
I think we're not far away from the WALL-E people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the movie WALL-E?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they were just really hippopotamus.
And they drink everything from a cup.
And they hover around. They don't even walk.
Or they talk to each other hover. This.
Yeah, and everything's right in front of their face.
And he's right next to me, but I'd be talking to him through this.
Yeah, and then WALL-E finally brings them back to Earth, and their hover machine falls out, and they're like, I guess I could try to walk, and they're just waddling. You know, they're in real life, their knees would be breaking and stuff, but like...
No, I think we're close to that movie Surrogate. Where we're slobs in our chairs home, but we have this avatar that looks like perfect.
The metaverse.
My perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, where I'm a 19-year-old wonder boy or a wonder girl in some people's case.
Right, or yeah, meeting in the metaverse. Yeah, I didn't even think about that being easier. Yeah, that's probably where we're going because the Surrogate movie was based on machines that you had to have.
Mm.
Whereas Ready Player One is what you're kind of thinking of, like that kind of world. That is what we're closer to, for sure.
Yuck.
For sure. Oh, wow.
I don't think it's a better world either. Like, it's going to be weird, you know? And
no.
Yeah.
Because we need touch. We're stimulated by, like, smells and textures and so many things.
Well, and vitamin D and stuff. Like, you know, like, everything. Like, basically, they've basically made fuel more expensive. They're trying to make fuel difficult to, like, whether that's food, which is your fuel, or whether it's fuel, which is the way you do anything's fuel. Yep. Right? And then, like, the sunshine. Like, those are the three things they're trying to, like, keep you away from. Like, legitimate nutrients, gas, and then, like, I see Bill Gates talking about wanting to be able to block out the sun, and it's like,
did he say that?
Yeah, he's got a drone program that they've been doing to try to block out the sun. He's got mosquitoes that are biologically engineered.
I remember that we talked about that last time. Jeez. That was crazy. I didn't even
the
know
one
that.
Mosquito you don't want touching you is the one Bill Gates set up.
Handled.
you don't want that mosquito near your family. Like whatever's gonna happen. Everybody had Norton antivirus, okay? It ain't good.
Well, it's funny. It's funny that you bring up the vitamin D thing and everything. I saw this not too long ago. It was a film theory thing that said if you look in the Truman Show, he's taking vitamin D capsules. And it was to compensate because he wasn't getting natural light.
Mm.
And I was like, how did I not see that? And it's true. Like, a lot of people are very, very deficient in vitamin D. It causes a lot of problems that people... It's
deadly. I wonder if the chemtrails that they are definitely spreading, if you look into it, it's called cloud seeding, okay? I wonder if the chemtrails are blocking out certain parts of it. If they put enough aluminum in the atmosphere or whatever, maybe it blocks out a lot of the vitamin D that you would normally get, making us all malnourished and in need of... Like, I mean, that's basically the goal.
need
the goal.
More.
Yeah, the goal is that they're the only way to exist is if you pay a subscription.
That's a good way.
That's basically the goal.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that for a while.
Taxes.
And yeah, taxes, food, like you want to exist, you need prescriptions. You know, if you look at a lot of the carbon taxes they're trying to implement,
mm-hmm.
you know, you exhale carbon, by the
way.
Right. And so it's like,
we are carbon.
I wonder how long they're going to be like, oh, you looks like you breathed, you exhaled a lot today.
Yeah, we did it.
We monitored it. So that is going to be 18 more cents. And then pretty soon that'll be $18 more.
I think you're right. No. I think
like it's not crazy.
Something. No, not at all.
Listen to what they want. It's not crazy.
Remember, 10, 15 years ago, some people thought it was crazy that, oh, that'll never happen. The government sitting there trying to watch your gas mileage to tax you. No, there are plenty of programs that and bills that are drawn up saying that they want to tax each diesel owner if they go outside. Yeah, they want to put trackers in cars to see how many gas miles you're using. Yeah, it's totally true. So why wouldn't it eventually in another 10 to 15 years?
Why wouldn't they say?
Especially
when these billionaires say things like there's too many people on the planet. If you were a homeless dude outside of a gas station and whispered that to me, I'd be like, that's a crazy ass thought, bro. When you're a billionaire that has your hand on all of our food and you say sentences mm-hmm. like that, I'm like, okay, this is getting weird. I got a feeling you're going to move us towards something like that. Oh, and by the way, none of you were elected that run the World Economic Forum. What?
No,
this ESG is destroying stuff too.
Infuriating. Oh yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Guys, if you have not subscribed to our podcast, to the Ross DeBoss Show podcast, I think that's what we're calling it. Go subscribe.
Yeah, you need to
go subscribe, and we're going to be bringing more guests on in the next little while. We'll start having.
Wait, we are?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
we got all types of guests coming. So be prepared, be excited. There's a lot to talk about, but also check out my links for MyPillow and my Instagram link tree. And you got anything else you want to say, Tina?
No. Just
we're not going to be coming on next week because I'll be in Washington, D.C. having some fun.
And I'll be out of town, too.
And she'll be out of town having even more fun. And her birthday's tomorrow, so send her some love on Instagram. Make sure you like and follow Tina Da Cuban. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. That's your news in a nutshell. A lot of fun, a lot of crazy. Hang in there. It's not over yet, but it will be over soon. Because 2022 November is going to be a red wave that is going to shock the world. And we're going to get our freedom back. God bless everybody.
Bye.